metal futures softened on Wednesday. U.S. beef exports were steady in September, but continued to be constrained by lingering trade issues. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 7th of November. Negotiated cash-fed cattle trade remained undeveloped through Wednesday afternoon, but early indications were positive. For instance, choice steers and heifers sold $1.75 to $2 higher at the fat auction in Tama, Iowa. There were 192 head of choice 2-4 steers, weighing an average of 1,455 pounds, that brought an average price of $116.28 a hundredweight. That was $2 to $3 higher than last week's country trade in the region. Similarly, slaughter steers and heifers traded $1 to $2 higher at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota. There were 348 head of choice 2 to 3 steers, weighing an average of 1,468 pounds and bringing an average price of $113.03. Only 547 head were offered in Wednesday's weekly fed cattle exchange auction, and no takers. There were two heifer lots from the Southern Plains passed on with bids of $114 and $113. Cattle futures softened, though, likely with some defensiveness ahead of the Goldman roll when the Goldman Sachs Commodity Index rolls its futures holdings forward from the expiring month. Live cattle futures closed an average of 57 cents lower, except for 2 cents higher in near Feb. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.03 lower across a range of 67 cents to $1.35 lower. Wholesale beef values were firm on moderate to good demand and offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $1.09 higher Wednesday afternoon at $237.14 a hundredweight. Select was $1.71 higher at $211.53. Corn futures closed 2 to 4 cents lower through September of 20, and then mostly unchanged to fractionally lower. Soybean futures closed 3 to 6 cents lower across most of the board. Based on the reports available at press time, calves and yearlings traded mixed at the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current, with the most pressure continuing for unweaned ballin' calves. For instance, feeder steers traded steady to $3 higher at OKC West in Orena, Oklahoma, while feeder heifers traded steady in a light test. A day earlier, long-weaned steer and heifer calves sold $2 to $4 higher, but unweaned fleshier types met limited demand. There were 10,595 head on offer across both days. At Hub City Livestock Auction in Aberdeen, South Dakota, yearling steers weighing 900 to 1,000 pounds sold $1 to $4 higher, and yearling heifers weighing 800 to 850 traded $3 to $4 higher. Steer calves weighing 4.5 to 500 pounds and 601 to 700 pounds sold mostly steady, but steady to $2 higher at 501 to 600 pounds. Heifer calves weighing 4.5 to 500 pounds sold $3 to $4 higher, and then mostly steady at 501 to 600 pounds. There were 6,350 head on offer. At Huss Livestock Market in Nebraska, steers and heifers sold unevenly steady with 3,360 head on hand. Likewise, feeder steers and heifers sold unevenly steady at St. Onge Livestock in South Dakota, where there were 2,561 head. Finally, steers weighing 4.5 to 550 pounds sold unevenly steady at Bassett Livestock in Nebraska. Heifers weighing 400 to 500 pounds sold $2 to $4.50 higher. There were 2,130 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices basically hovered in place on Wednesday, with continued strong quarterly corporate earnings tempered by lingering uncertainty about a U.S.-China trade deal. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed fractionally lower, the S&P 500 closed 2 points higher, and the NASDAQ was down 24 points. U.S. beef exports in September were steady with last year in volume at 109,799 metric tons, but value was 4% less at $661.3 million. That's according to data released by USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Through the first three quarters of this year, beef exports were 2% below last year's record pace in both volume and value at $6.1 billion. According to U.S. MEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom, while red meat exports face obstacles in some key markets, global demand dynamics are strong, and we see opportunities for significant growth in the fourth quarter and into 2020. He adds that progress is being made on market access improvements, and that makes for a very positive outlook going forward. With that said, lingering trade issues continue to constrain potential. For instance, the recently signed U.S.-Japan trade agreement awaits approval and tariff relief from the Japanese Parliament. In the meantime, September beef exports to that leading market were 14% below last year in both volume and value. Japan is still delivering excellent value for U.S. beef producers, but Hallstrom says tariff relief can't come soon enough. With a level playing field, he explains the U.S. beef industry will be able to move a wider range of products to loyal customers in Japan and will definitely capitalize on emerging growth opportunities. Beef export value per head of fed slaughter averaged $318.54 in September, up significantly from the previous month, but 5% below last year. The January through September average was down 3% at $310.77. Also positive for beef, U.S. pork exports in September increased 13% from a year ago in both volume and value. For January through September, pork export volume was 5% ahead of last year's pace at 1.9 million metric tons, while value increased 2% to $4.89 billion. Although the U.S. industry has made rebuilding pork demand in Mexico a top priority, Hallstrom says there's definitely a lingering effect from the retaliatory duties that were in place for nearly a full year. While it's a great relief to once again move pork to Mexico duty-free, he says ratification of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement would certainly help the psychology of the market and bolster major customers' confidence in the U.S. supply chain. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 7th of November. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.